item on the agenda is report possible discussion on 40 activity by Will Cargo, presented by Tom Allen.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to introduce, as we have each quarter, Fred Worley, who's with Wells Fargo, who's our trustee, to provide the trustee for this report.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. In your packet, there is a report. It's a table page report. And if you allow me, I'll briefly run through this. Currently, there are 83 retirees or beneficiaries receiving a monthly distribution of $93,989.30. 346 participants in the retirement plan. Your contribution for this fiscal year ending February 28th was $708,379, leaving a balance in the defined benefit pension plan of $22,073,145.15. In the defined contribution portion of the plan, there are 175 participants who are making a quarterly contribution of $53,023.20, which is matched by the authority. In addition, there's $35,095.46 that is a match for the 457 plan, which is a deferred compensation plan, which is separate from the pension plan. Distribution for the quarter of $32,609.79, for the balance of the in the defined contribution plan of $2,279,765.98. With a grand total for both the defined benefit and the defined contribution plan of $24,352,911.13. Any questions?
Yes, ma'am. Could you prepare a chart for us in the defined benefit plan to show the percentage of increase every year for our contribution? I mean, I don't know how much it's gone up. I know it's gone up from last year.
We should be able to do that, yes.
Well, we can certainly do that. It has gone up.
I think it's continually. Will that trend always continue?
Well, it should not necessarily always continue, but obviously there are new employees. As they become eligible, that will increase. And as pay increases, there will be some increases. It has been a lot higher in increase in the last few years because of the significant market downturn back in 2000, 2001, 2002. We've made a lot of that up. So the way the actuary, they smooth it back out. So this next year, you'll see when we get into the budget process this next quarter, you'll see that there's a higher contribution required this year to the $780,000. We'll work with the actuary right now to work through that.
Thank you.
Thank you.